Today we continue in the third parak of Maseches Klayim, and today we are going to learn Mishnayos Vav and Zayin. So the Mishnah Vav discusses if you want to plant some gourds, which remember gourds are very leafy vegetables, and the leaves grow out and over to the other neighboring vegetables. So you have a field of another vegetable, let's say onions as the example the Mishnah picks, although it's lavdafka onions, and you want to plant gourds in the field full of onions. So he says Sadeu Zerua Bitzalim, if you have a field full of onions, it's planted with onions. And you want to plant some rows of gourds in your field of onions. So now what do you do? How do you do it in a way that it's not going to be a problem of klayim? So Rabbi Shmuel omer oker shtei shuros. So we have three opinions. Rabbi Shmuel says, you uproot two rows of onions, so you clear a space of eight amos, because we assume each row of onions is four amos, so when you uproot two rows, you're clearing an eight amos space in between them. Vinotea shura achas, and then you can plant one row of gourds, and we assume one row of gourds is four amos. So if you have an eight amos space where you're planting a four amma row of gourds, that leaves you two amos on each side of the row of gourds. Uminiach kamas betzalim b'makom shtei shuros, and then you leave the onions that are in a place fit for two rows. Meaning you leave the next eight amos of onions growing in their place. So you have to have eight amos of onions, and then two amos of empty space, four amos of gourds, then another two amos of empty space, then another eight amos of onions. Va'oker shtei shuros, and then you could repeat the same process again. Uproot two rows of onions, meaning clear another eight amos. Vinotea shura achas, and you could plant another row of gourds. It's four amos wide, leaving two amos of clear space on each side of the row of gourds, and you just keep doing that over and over again throughout the entire field. So basically, Rabbi Shmuel has two chumras over here. First of all, he requires a two amma gap between the gourds and the onions, which is more than usual. Normally, you'd only require six tfachim. Six tfachim is one amma, so he requires a gap that's twice as large as normal, and he requires that that there be 12 amos between the rows of gourds, because next to my row of gourds, I'm going to have two amma of space, plus eight amos of onions, plus another two amos of space till I get to the next gourd. So that's going to be 12 amos of space between the rows of gourds, and only then is it not going to be a klayim problem, meaning you want to make sure that these rows of gourds are just viewed as a single row within an onion field. But if they're closer than that to each other, they're not going to be viewed as a single row within an onion field. It will look like it's a mixture of an onion field and a gourd field, and that would be a problem of klayim. So that is Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no, oker shtei shuros, you uproot two rows of onions, like we said, so clear an eight on the space. Vinotea shtei shuros, and then you could plant two rows of gourds in place, meaning you could fill up the entire eight amos with of a space that you just created with gourds. You don't have to make a two amma gap in between. And you can leave the onions in a place that's fit for two rows, meaning leave eight amos of onions growing where they were. Va'oker shtei shuros, and then keep doing that. Keep uprooting in the next two rows of onions. V'noteya shtei shuros, and plant two rows of gourds in their place, and you just keep going like that throughout the whole field. So you don't need any two amma gap between the gourds and the onions. Just have the gourds and the onions separated one row of gourds separated from the next row of gourds by eight amos, and that's what you're going to need. Meaning, Rabbi Akiva disagrees with both chumras of Rabbi Shmuel. Chumra number one that Rabbi Shmuel had was that you have to leave a two amma space between the gourds and the onions. Says Rabbi Akiva, no, you don't. You can plant the gourds right up until the onions. Chumra number two that Rabbi Shmuel had was that you need 12 amos in between the rows of gourds. Rabbi Kiva says, no, you don't. You only need 8 amos between the rows of gourds. And then we have the sheet of the Chachamim, who in this case is a machriya. The Chachamim, and that's why the Bartanur is going to say the halacha is like the Chachamim, because the halacha is always kidivrei hamachriya. Plus, they're presumably the rabbim against yichidim, so we pass like that them anyway. But the Chachamim machriya means that when you have two opinions on two extremes, the machriya says, well, we hold like this one with regard to this, and we hold like that one with regard to that. So that's what the Chum do. V'chum romim im ein bein shur l'chaver t'shtei mesriyama l'yikayim esezer shal bin a time. That you do need the 12 amma gap in between them. So the Chachamim say that in between rows of gourds, you need a 12 amma gap. But the Chacham, so that's like Rabbi Shmuel, but they also hold like Rabbi Akiva, that you don't need to leave a 2 amma gap between the gourds and the onions, that you could plant gourds right up until the onions without a 2 amma space in between them. Okay, Mishnah Zayin now, says the Mishnah, and the Mishnah is going to talk about still planting gourds. Dela'as biyarak kiyarak, if you have a gourd that's planted next to a vegetable field, so it's like any other kind of vegetable planted next to a field of different vegetables. I mean, over here we're not talking about where you're planting in the middle of, you're planting next to a vegetable field. So you have to separate it by 6 tvachim. Ubitvua nosna base rova. If you want to plant next to a field of grain, then you have to put a base rova of space in between them, just like any other vegetable planted next to a grain field. Haisa sedeu zerua tvua. If a person, if a field was planted with grain, ubikesh lita l'tocha shurish odluin, and you wanted to plant a row of gourds in your grain field. So now this is more similar to the previous mission, except the previous mission was talking about where you have a vegetable field and you wanted to plant gourds. Now we're talking about where you have a grain field and you want to plant gourds in it. So nosan la'lavadasa shisha tfachim, you give 6 tfachim for its work area as a separation, meaning you keep a gap of 6 tfachim between the gourds and the grain, so empty space between the gourds and the grain. So even though a single gourd has to be separated from a field of grain by a base rova, a row of gourds only needs 6 tvachim. It doesn't need a base rova because a row looks much more like its own independent spot, and it's already considered more independent and separate from the rest of the field by virtue of the fact that it's a whole row. So if you were to have planted a single gourd in that area, a single plant looks like something that got mixed into the field, even if it's 6 tefachim away. So you'd have to separate it a base rova, which is a much greater distance. But since it's a whole row of gourds, you can get away with 6 tefachim. But v'im higdila, if that row of gourds starts growing big and the leaves start spreading into that gap, yakom liflaneha, then you'd have to uproot the grain in front of it to make sure that the gap remains 6 tefachim. So you got to either cut the grain or cut the gourds to make sure that there's a 6 tefachim gap in between them. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, no, you want to plant a row of gourds in a field of grain? Nosin la'avadosa arba amos, leave 4 amos in between them, in between the row of gourds and the grain. 6 tefachim would not be enough. You would need dalet amos. So it's 4 times what the Tanakhama held. So Amr lo, so the Chacham said back to Rabbi Yossi, ha tachmir zo minagefen, you're going to treat this more chamur than you would grapevines, meaning there's nothing more chamur in the halachas of klayim than kilei hakerem. And the halach is, you have a single row of grapevines, you don't need to have it more than 6 tefachim apart from the grain. And over here, you're requiring that the gourds in a field of grain has to be 4 amos away. So Amar lahen, so Rabbi Yossi said back, matzinu shezu chamurim en hagefen. Yeah, gourds are in certain ways more chamur than grapevines. Because for a single grapevine, you have to give 6 tefachim of a work area as a separation from the field of grain. But what do you do with a single gourd? For a single delas, you have to give way more than 6 tefachim. You have to give a base rova. So just like when it comes to a single vine, a single gourd is much more chamur than a single vine. When it comes to a row of gourds, it's going to be more chamur than a row of vines. A row of vines may need 6 tefachim, and a row of gourds may need Dalramos. But they both agree that a base rova is sufficient if you have a single gourd next to a field of grain. But not everyone agrees to that. Rameir om Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, kol shlosha deluin lebeisa'a lo yavi zera letoch beisa'a. That if you have an area of 50 by 50 amos, and you have 3 single gourds planted within that area, then you can't plant any grain in that area. You have to leave an empty space the size of 1/3 of a beisa'a, which is more than a base rova. in between the a single gourd and neighboring grain. And then we have the wild machmir shita where Rabbi Yossi ben Hachotef Efrati Omer Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Kol Shlosh Duluin LeBeis Kur Lo Yavizar LeToch Beis Kur. That if you have three gourds planted in a base kur is 30 base sa'a. That's way, way bigger. That's 30 times the size of what Rabbi Meir Mishum Rabbi Shmuel said. Rabbi Meir Mishum Rabbi Shmuel was a bigger chumrah than what Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim had said. So if you have even just three gourds in 30 base sa'a, it's a massive amount of land. You're not allowed to plant any other grain in that area. So to quickly summarize what we did today, so Mishnah Vav taught us that if you want to plant gourds in a vegetable field, so we had three opinions. Rabbi Shmuel said you need two halachos. You need to make sure that there's 2 amos of space between the gourds and the onions, and you need to make sure there's 12 amos of space between each row of gourds and each other. Rabbi Akiva said you need neither of those things. You could have just 8 amos of space between the rows of gourds. You could have 0 space between the gourds and the onions. And then the Chum said that you need the 12 amos of space between the rows of gourds, but you don't need the 2 amos of space between the gourds and the onions. And then in Mishnah Zayin we said that when you're planting a row of gourds in a vegetable patch, in a grain field, so you have to leave a base rova of separation. And we said that if your field was had grain in it and you want to plant a row of gourds in it, so you give you leave 6 tfachim of space, and if it overgrows, then you have to clear out that 6 tfachim of space. But Rabbi Yossi says you give dalet amos. The Chachamim disagreed with Rabbi Yossi, because they said, how could you be more machmir by a gourd than you are by Geffen? But he is more machmir. And then what turned out in the Mishnah is that there are actually 3 shitos in terms of the amount of space for a single gourd planted right next to a field of grain. Rabbi Yossi and the Chacham held that how much space do you need for a single gourd planted next to a field of grain? A base rova. Rabbi Meir said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, 1/3 of a 50 by 50 amma patch is the amount of space you need for a single gourd to be planted near grain. And then Rabbi Yossi ben Hachotef Efrati said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, way more than that, that you need 1/3 of 30 base sa'a of space to have a single gourd planted near a field of grain. And with that, we conclude Bezras Hashem, the third parak of Maseches Klayim, and tomorrow we'll pick up with Parak Dalet.